Madame Vice President, Madame Undersecretary on Human Rights, delegates, Indigenous representatives, and ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon. My name is Donald Nichols. I'm here from the Grand Council of the Crees and the Cree Nation government. These two organizations represent the rights and interests of the Cree Nation of Iyuwishchi, our traditional territory of over 400,000 square kilometers in northern Quebec, Canada. In 1975, we signed the James Bay and Northern Quebec Agreement, a nation-to-nation agreement with Canada and Quebec. This was the first modern-day treaty, and it marked the beginning of Canada's comprehensive land claims agreement process. This modern-day treaty and nation-to-nation relationship with the state led to the creation of various Cree institutions to oversee our education system, including instruction in our own language, our health care and social services, as well as economic development, policing, and justice. The Crees in Canada agreed to establish a special implementation office to facilitate the implementation of this treaty and a special commission as an oversight mechanism to report directly to Parliament regularly. In 2008, we concluded a new relationship agreement with Canada, which transferred more authority and responsibilities to the Cree Nation government, and we created a high-level standing liaison committee with representatives of both governments who meet regularly to go over any issues that may arise. We continue to strengthen our relationship in the spirit of collaboration and cooperation. The Cree Nation has been a strong advocate for the rights of Indigenous people since the 1980s. In Canada, we advocated for the inclusion of provisions regarding Aboriginal and treaty rights in the Canadian Constitution. When the amendments were adopted in 1982, our rights enshrined within our modern-day treaty became constitutionally protected rights under Section 25 and 35. At the international level, we contributed to the development of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples through formal and informal meetings of UN bodies, and we continue to participate internationally in meetings regularly. In 2007, Canada was only one of four countries to vote against the UN Declaration, but in 2016, Canada changed course and announced its full support of the Declaration, and 5 years later, in 2021, Canada adopted legislation, the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act, committing to full implementation of the UN Declaration. The adoption of this legislation was an important step in the right direction. It was a result of continuous and effective advocacy by Indigenous peoples in Canada. It confirmed Canada's commitment to work with us in partnership and to bring about real change and to advance reconciliation. The Act recognizes that the UN Declaration is a universal international human rights instrument with application in Canadian law. It provides the framework for reconciliation, healing, peace, and harmonious and cooperative relations. The Act recognizes recognizes the rights and principles affirmed in the UN Declaration as minimum standards for the survival, dignity, and well-being of Indigenous peoples. It acknowledges historic injustices, including colonization and dispossession of lands. It affirms the rights of Indigenous peoples to self-determination and self-government. The Act requires Canada to take all measures necessary in consultation and cooperation with Indigenous peoples to ensure that the laws of the country are consistent with the UN Declaration. The Act also requires Canada to develop a national action plan to guide the implementation of the UN Declaration at the federal level. The federal government must report to Parliament each year on the progress that has been made. In a recent decision of the Supreme Court of Canada, which is the highest court in our country, unanimously they stated that the UN Declaration effectively incorporates the UN Declaration into Canada's positive law. This means the rights affirmed in the Declaration are now affirmed in Canadian law. The Supreme Court also used the analogy of reconciliation, saying that if we braid together the UN Declaration with Canadian legislation and with the laws of Indigenous nations, we create a strong rope together. Thus, the United Nations has been integrated into laws of Canada and should now have a positive impact on all aspects of Canada's relations with Indigenous peoples. Any hesitations that led to Canada's initial rejection of the UN Declaration have proved unfounded. Instead, the UN Declaration has strengthened our relationship. It provides a basis for implementation of concrete actions to address injustices that continue to impact many Indigenous communities, including poverty, lack of housing, substandard health care and education, and lack of access to clean drinking water. These injustices are directly linked to the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the 17 Sustainable Development Goals that the UN adopted on September 25, 2015. These are concrete steps we have taken with Canada towards implementation of the declaration and the creation of a national action plan to do so. The UN declaration is a light on the path to renewed relations between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples, a relationship built on mutual benefit and respect. There have been important achievements and steps in the right direction, but work remains to be done to fully implement the spirit and intent of the UN Declaration. For example, we expect to work cooperatively and collaboratively with Canada to create an independent accountability and oversight mechanism to ensure proper implementation of the UN Declaration. In a 2024 report, the expert mechanism stated that states should create autonomous Indigenous-specific institutions to monitor the implementation of the Declaration and assess fulfillment of government responsibilities and obligations. Canada appears to remain committed to establishing an independent monitoring, oversight, recourse, and remedy mechanism. Such a mechanism could also provide Indigenous peoples with access to just and fair procedures for dispute and conflict resolution and effective remedies for infringements or violations of their individual and collective rights. Finally, while Canada has adopted and taken concrete steps towards the implementation of the Declaration, work needs to be done to ensure that the province and territories also affirm and recognize these rights. In conclusion, there is progress to celebrate and work that remains to be done. We will continue to work in collaboration with Canada to ensure the rights of Indigenous peoples are promoted and upheld. We will continue to advocate for the rights of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. We welcome this opportunity to share our experiences and perspective on the implementation of the United Nations Declaration with other states and Indigenous nations. Miigwech, thank you, merci.